Hi, I'm Richard Karn, and you may have seen me on TV talking about the world's number one expandable garden hose. Well, the brand new Pocket Hose Copperhead with Pocket Pivot is here, and it's a total game changer. Old-fashioned hoses get kinks and creases at the spigot, but the Copperhead's Pocket Pivot swivels 360 degrees for full water flow and freedom to water with ease all around your home. When you're all done, this rust-proof anti-burst hose shrinks back down to pocket size for effortless handling and tidy storage. Plus, your super light and ultra-durable pocket hose Copperhead is backed with a 10-year warranty. What could be better than that? I'll tell you what, an exciting radio exclusive offer just for you. For a limited time, you can get a free pocket pivot and their 10-pattern sprayer with the purchase of any size Copperhead hose. Just text WATER to 64000. That's WATER to 64000 for your two free gifts with purchase. W-A-T-E-R to 64000.
By texting 64000, you agree to receive recurring automated marketing messages from Pocket Hose. Message and data rates may apply. No purchase required. Terms apply. Available at pockethose.com/terms.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, welcome back to another podcast. The Taze and Ginge Off Stream Podcast. Welcome in. Welcome in. Thank you for joining us today, Taze.
Oh, thank you. Yeah, thank you. I appreciate being here.
It's all right, mate. How have you been?
I've been good, mate. Do you know what? I feel like that question is asked enough amongst friends.
Yeah. It's always, can I have a photo, Taze? It's never, oh, how are you, Taze?
You know what I mean? Amongst friends. So oh. It's like, you might be having a down day, but you don't feel like you could tell us.
Yeah, sometimes I just bottle it up and just let it explode inside.
No, listen, let me just tell you something. I mean this. You ever need someone to talk to, little 5 minutes getaway, I'll come and sit down and meet with you.
Would you book a weekend away with me?
Yeah.
Where?
Anywhere you want.
New York?
Yeah.
You're going to pay?
Yeah. Wait, yeah, I will do. Yeah, all right.
Thank you. No, I appreciate that. I look forward to it. Should be good. But no, speaking of going away, you've moved away. You've now spent 2 weeks in an apartment on your own with Chazza. This new sort of frame of life, you know, you are now independent. You are now no longer living at home, right? How are you finding, how are you getting to grips with it? Is there anything that you're kind of thinking, oh, this is miles better? Or is there also the element of, do you know what? I miss this.
It made me really sad when you just said that then. You're no longer living at home. That made me like really sad.
Well, fact of reality.
I know, but I don't see it like that because I'm still like going to my mum's and stuff,
yeah, of course,
like that. And I don't know when, and they come around. I don't know. I can't like
get your head around it just yet.
Accept that I've moved out. I don't feel like I have, but I have. Yeah, it's good. There's never fall in the fridge.
Yeah, I'm not surprised.
Yeah, it's mad. He doesn't stop. And honest, people think I'm joking with this, but this is on. Jesus Christ, right? He'll come in room while I'm streaming, while I'm going to bed, coming at night, mate. He comes, no joke, he'll come and say night to me 5 times.
Yeah, and then doesn't go to bed.
He'll come back in, oh, yeah, have you seen this TikTok? It's on 300k views. I'm like, yeah, and it's hell, and he'll go, right, night, mate. Come back in. Oh, have you seen all right, night, mate. He'll do that 5 times.
Yeah, he loves it, doesn't he?
Then he'll go in the room, shut his door. Yeah, he's going to bed. He said, right, I'm actually going to bed now. He'll go to sleep. Next thing, I'll be chilling. I'll just hear door open, walk, fridge door open. He does that 2-3 times before he goes to bed.
Really?
Yeah.
And what is it he's getting out? Is it healthy stuff or is it chocolate?
Mate, he's got a secret cupboard.
I bet he has.
He thinks I don't know about it.
You do?
I know about it, but I'm letting him think that I don't.
You don't know until he watches his podcast.
Yeah, because what I'm... Oh, yeah, shit. But what I'm going to do, I'll have to do it like in the next couple of days. What I'm going to have to do is, I'm going to hide some of the stuff from his secret little
to see
drawer,
if he clocks on.
And he'll come and go, have you took anything out of the drawer? And I'll go,
what drawer?
That fuck.
Oh, right, okay.
You big large man.
Well, yes, he is large.
Fucking dirty sugar fiending hands off that fucking drawer. Because you've asked me to take you gym. You come on with shit, which is fine. That's absolutely fine. Come and be shit. But then come tomorrow and be a little bit better.
Yeah, then always aim to improve.
And come the day after that and just be a little bit better.
Have you been to the gym with him?
Yeah.
How many? Quite a bit?
No. what he's been doing now is he goes down after his stream. Yeah.
Takes a picture in the mirror. Takes a picture. Goes back up.
Comes back up and then he'll go, and I'll go in the morning. Call you coming gym and he'll go, went last night. But it's because I did the first drill with him and I didn't even go, I promise you, it weren't even too mad. We did the ski urge.
Yeah. He'll struggle with that because of his size.
300 metres, so you got, I'm telling you, use your legs. And he's going, yeah.
Have to use your legs.
Exactly. So then we do that 300 metres and then as soon as you've done that, you come down, we've got 7.5s, right? Because he's starting. Everyone has to start somewhere. So we've got the look, and we're not heavy lifting, we're doing a circuit, so that's fine. We've got the 7.5s, you do a press up on them, then you jump up, push them up,
burpee.
Back down, press up, jump up. Supposed to do 10 of them, you wanted 5, which is fine.
It's all right because everyone starts somewhere.
Which is fine. All I want is you to work. He's doing that. He said to me after it, we're done. So you do the ski urge and then that, and that's one.
Yeah.
Right? Wanted to do 3 sets to start.
Okay, yeah.
Right? So you're doing, what's that? 900 metres.
Yeah.
And 5, 10, 15 burpees with a finger. Yeah. And after that, he said, I will never come to the gym with you again.
Oh, shit.
I said, well, forgive me, mate. Forgive me for wanting the best for you. Do you know what I mean?
Wow.
If he puts a mirror on the floor and walks up, he can't see his face. Do you know what I mean? And I'm just trying to help him see that face.
I do. I actually feel quite bad, to be honest, for him. But he'll get there.
He'll get there.
He will get there. But obviously, now, is there any bits of home you're missing?
Yeah. I miss it. I miss... There's little things like my mum bringing me a brew up.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Or when I'm... You're in a bit of a mood. I'll just go and lie in my mum's bed and we'll put a film on.
Here's a question for the comments. At what age do you reckon you should stop going and lying in bed with your mum and watching a film?
I don't like getting the quilt and that. I just lie on top of it and like put a film on and chill with my mum.
Oh, right, okay, fair enough. Wrong with that. No.
It might be on the couch.
Because obviously some people say, oh, you shouldn't kiss your mum on the lips when you're past 14 or whatever. Stuff like
do
that.
You kiss your mum on the lips now?
50-50, I think.
Right.
More cheek, I think. I mean, it don't matter.
Yeah, it's like a...
Yeah.
Yeah, because when I was younger, I always kissed my mum and my dad on the lips when I was younger. But as I got older, it started to become a...
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? I don't know. Yeah, I think as you get older, it gets a little bit weirder.
Yeah, and I think society as well also make it weird.
Yeah, they do.
They make it weird and it shouldn't be weird.
It shouldn't be, no.
But where do you kiss Heather? On the lips?
Which ones? No, sorry. That was a joke. It was a joke.
And another thing that's disgusting that needs to stop is you taking the piss out of my mum now.
I've not even done it yet.
No, you have. And she's been annoyed. And she's. I've been using this app. Right?
No, she's not. You did.
And I clipped it.
What do you mean you clipped it?
Well, I clipped it using Reclip, an app. So it's always recording in the background. But then when you click clip, it records the last 2 minutes of any conversation. I saw TikToks and clips of people using it, so I thought, sod it, I'm going to use it. I've downloaded it, and I use it all the time now. My mum was going mad yesterday because of all the things you say about her online. She's had enough.
No, she's not, you're lying.
I promise you now, she had enough. Mate, I clipped it using Reclip.
No, you didn't.
I did, I promise
you. I'll
show you.
Show me.
I have a listener.
Kind of a joke, but I think it's gone way, way too far now, and I'm not happy at all.
To be honest,
I think it's he's out of order now, to be honest. I know what you mean, but...
Why are you adding things on as well?
I think it's wrong as well. I think it's wrong.
That is mad. I do feel quite bad now, but I'm actually also happy because now there's a bit of tension. Now there's a bit of animosity between us. Do you know what I mean? She'll go for it a bit more. Do you know what I mean?
Are you fucking serious?
Nah, but on a serious note, that app is pretty sick because the amount of times I've said something or we've all been messing about anything and I think, oh, I wish that was clipped and we miss it.
I know, I don't know why everyone's not downloaded it already because I tell you when I could have used this.
One.
Last conversation with my dad. Can't remember what it was now.
You would have if you had Reclip.
Exactly, I'm fuming.
You could have put it in a teddy bear.
Nah, too far. Because your mum's my teddy bear, don't forget that. Here we are. Now, I believe not last episode, but the episode before, we said, would you like us to do an episode on our dads? Now, I'm going to be honest. If I was to go to fully in-depth on my dad, I'd need a full episode. Okay, probably same for you. Okay, however, we're going to do like a shortened version just into one episode of questions that we've got written down in front of us, and we're going to reel off some stories. You tell some of your parents stuff about your dad, tell us stuff about my dad. He could actually probably tell you more about his dad because he's actually still in his life. And I'm just
no, you're not. You're not.
I am just a lonely, fat, ginger
scruff. No, you're not. No, you're
and
not.
He ran off and he left me.
You've lost weight.
I have. Thank you for that. Ah, forgot I did. Thank you.
You're getting better at running, so you might be able to catch him.
Yeah, I can't believe PK said that. That was quite funny.
It was.
That's
it
your
was
mum's
great.
Fault for not catching him.
It was great.
It was very funny. PK's a good lad. Right.
He's very quick.
He is. He's very quick off the mark. First question on this episode about our fathers, and there will probably be a lot of questions. So if you want any questions adding, put it in the comments and we can come back to it at a later date.
We can.
Are there any moments growing up that you wish your dad was there for?
I think mine, because when I was younger, three years ago.
Well, actually, let's establish, what age did you no longer see your father?
Right, so there was like a period of time when I was like, I want to say 16, no, 17.
Yeah.
And he went to live in Marbella.
Right, okay.
For like 2 years. For whatever reasons.
Yeah.
And that's when like I started seeing him less. Me and my mates used to like go over.
Yeah.
To like see weekends, see him and stuff. So it wasn't bad.
Yeah.
It was like every couple of weeks I'd see him.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? But that was when it was like I'm not seeing him every day. And then obviously come home. Then he got arrested.
Do you want to tell people why he got arrested?
He got arrested for selling drugs.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, I think I was at 18.
18. That's hence why whenever we mention our joke about drugs and we bring Taze into it, now you understand the joke.
Now you get it.
Yeah.
So yeah, I think since then.
So what age? So he got arrested when you were 18.
I think I was 18.
And how long did he get arrested for?
Right, so this is what people don't get. This is before my dad got arrested. This is how I thought as well. But so it's like if you get arrested for doing a certain thing, it's like, right, you get this much. But what I didn't know is it's like broke down into categories.
Yep.
And it's like how much you got done for if you get done in an organization or whatever, it's on your role.
Right, okay.
In organisation. And so basically what happened was there was a thing called the Encro phones.
Right.
Encro chat, whatever. People called them the Encros. They got hacked by police.
Right, okay.
And this was like the...
So what are these, like dodgy phones?
Yeah, they were encrypted.
Right, okay.
And no one could get into... No one could...
Okay, apart from when the police did get into
exactly.
Them. Okay.
So it was like a big thing in that world.
Yeah.
Where it's like, shit, they broke into the phones or whatever. So then they see the chats from this period of time. I think it's like a 3 month period.
Right. So they've hacked in and then they can see all the chats on this device from the last 3 months.
Yes.
Right.
So they've collected all the data on this server or whatever it is. So then one by one, people that did this stuff.
Yeah, are slowly getting arrested.
Blah, 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 blah. But the moment they got broken into, I think,
everyone kind of knew it was coming.
Yeah. So, is into that. So
basically, here's a question. Did your dad knew the police that had got hacked in?
Did he know?
Did your dad know that the police hacked themselves into the database?
I think everyone knew, yeah.
So then what was your dad's reaction? Or do you not know? Because obviously he's got the element of he's shitting himself because he thinks he's going to get caught.
Yeah.
But he's also got...
I don't really know. I never really asked him, to be fair. Because I don't know, it was just like a bit of a scary subject. I don't know. It was a bit fair weird. Enough. They collected the data, so they was looking what phone is working with which phone, phone's doing this, and then they use evidence from your chat to bring you to a person.
Yeah.
Whether that be you've sent a picture and it's got your side in it. So basically, you've got your car in it or whatever. Yeah, use that to find who you are. Then with these messages, they create who's a leader, who's this. Yeah, they create all this.
Yep. So who's like the runner? Who's the leader?
Exactly. So they create the whole. They use pyramid. This and put the jigsaw pieces together and make the thing. Then they come arrest you, and that's what you're getting done for. So they have like leading role, which is the top.
Yeah.
Then they have significant role, which is the next.
Like assistant manager.
Yeah. Then they have slowly
first team
going
coach.
Down. So there's like different categories for each one. So I think what my dad was done was significant role.
What, was in top dog?
No, he was leading and then the significant.
Okay, yeah, so, right, so assistant coach.
They've gone at him and said, we believe he's going to be significant role, blah, 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 blah. There's like guidelines of you should be 9 to 12 years of what this role gets for this amount, whatever, blah, blah, blah. Then they've gone and said, we think he's significant role. Yeah. There's this evidence. Are you going to plead guilty? So he's pleaded guilty. So now I've gone to like the judge thing where the sentencing.
Yeah.
And then we were talking, the judge was just talking and he was like, so because of the amount it was, they've gone outside the guidelines. So now I'm thinking, oh my God, shit.
Yeah.
This is like going to be.
Yeah, when you say the amount it was, what do you mean? Amount of?
Drugs.
Right, okay. So that he's been linked to?
Yeah.
Right, okay.
So due to an amount or whatever, you're going to have to go outside the guidelines.
Yeah.
So they've gone and they've took it to 14 years.
Oof.
But then when you go guilty straight away, you get a percentage took off.
Right, yeah.
So that went down to like 10.
Yeah.
And then obviously you've got to serve that.
Yeah, good behaviour, etc.
So with drugs, it's not violence. When you do violence, you have to serve 3/4.
A minimum.
Or it might be 2/3.
Yeah.
Say, yeah, whatever. Yeah, yeah. If it's violence, that's what you. So if you get sentenced 10 years, for example, you'd have to do 7.
Yeah.
Stuff like that. Whereas, because it wasn't violence related, you've got to do half.
Minimum half.
Yeah, so if you get 10, you've got to do 5.
Yeah, he's got to do 5, yeah.
So yeah, that was like the period of. That's just the backstory basically behind it. And yeah, so that's when I started feeling. Any time before that, I never had feelings where I needed my dad because he was always fucking there.
Yeah.
But yeah, from there, it's just little things like, you know, like when your car breaks down or.
You want to just bell him?
Yeah, like little things or. Yeah, like some sort of. I don't know, just little things where you could phone your dad for or finger. You can't do that as much, do you know what I mean?
Yeah, I hear that. I
remember at first me thinking, this is the fucking end of the world.
Yeah.
But yeah.
But you're gonna, it's gonna be a shock to you.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. But then it's also like, you can't fucking sit and be, but what about, he's a big boy, he knew what he signed up for.
Yeah, at the end of the day.
He's not moaning about it, he knows what he done, and knows what he shouldn't have done.
And got to do the fact of he's pleaded guilty means he's owned up to it.
Exactly.
So it's also the fact of, like, it's the same as when, for example, somebody dies. Like, as much as it is sad and you have to fucking grieve, but the world's still going on around you. No matter what it is, you have to crack on because the world ain't stopping for no one.
Yeah, exactly. And it's one of them, like, I don't know, it's one of them, he just took it on the chin as well. Like, he was like, yeah, I know what I've done. So he got the consequences.
He knew exactly what he signed up for.
Exactly. And now it's like, he'll never do anything like that again.
Yeah. So would you say the prison system worked for him?
I don't, in a way, because it depends. Obviously, I've not done the sentence.
That is a tough question, though, isn't it? But he's gone in as this drug dealer, and he's now come out a changed man.
But he was changed before he got arrested.
Right, but he was linked back to it 3 months prior.
No, so... They got a certain time frame that was, I think it was like 3 years prior to when you get arrested.
Okay.
So when they've got it, this is from like, basically they've collected, it's took them like 3 years.
To gather all the evidence.
Or 2 years, whatever, to gather this evidence from this 3 month period.
Right, okay.
So in this 3 year period of
that they were gathering the evidence, he's already fucked it off.
Yeah, yeah. So he wasn't doing anything.
Right, okay.
So
I'm
then
with you.
It was annoying because he was fully changed his life around, is trying, like, pushing me so much.
Yeah.
He was doing everything for me, managing me. just literally changed his life fully around, then for him to get arrested.
So yeah,
it's like, oh, he was sorting himself out. But then it's like, yeah, but you did do that.
You did so do it. You have to serve it.
Do the consequences. So he was like, sweet, I'll do my consequences. I'll serve it. Come out and I'll just
crack on.
Crack on, yeah. And so he was already changed, is what I think. Because I remember talking to him and him being like, "It's I know what I've done.
Yeah,
I'm done. I'm over it. Like, fucking hell, let me out. All this time out, it's not really doing anything."
Yeah, fair enough.
But then it's the thing to stop people from doing it, innit? So I don't know.
I hear that. I suppose I'm in a bit of a different one there because you were 18, which means you had your dad in for 18 years of your life. Me, I think the first memory that I can remember of my dad is, it's really weird I remember this, but this is the first actual memory I actually remember. It was really sunny. I used to live on a place called Brookhouse Avenue. If you know Brookhouse. Do you know Brookhouse?
Only from you.
Yeah.
You like comments.
But yeah, basically, very rough estate, right? And I was just playing out the front. I was walking. I had a wall, just a really small wall, probably about that high, actually, at the front of the house. And I was just walking up and down because my mum was doing the gardening. My mum shouts, or not shouts, but she says something like, "Oh, Morgan, you best off going inside now." And then, to my knowledge, a random man, and me not knowing it was my dad at the time, comes up and starts tickling me on the wall, right? But obviously I'm laughing because I'm just a kid, I'm being fucking, do you know what I mean? And then she gets me off the wall, he gets me inside, and you walked in and then left, you had the kitchen. And then I remember I went in the fridge and I got a tangerine out, and it was like a really massive fuck off orange. And then I just remember I looked at my mum and I just looked at her and I went, "Is that my dad?" And she went, "Yeah." So then I think, I can't remember it fully, but I think I stayed in the living room and my mum went out to have this conversation with him. Because in reality, I think I was born, loads of stuff happened between him and my mum. Like, he was not a nice guy. Then he fucked off for 6 years.
So you were six at this point?
I'd probably say 6, 7, 8, I reckon.
Yeah.
Maybe even younger, to be honest. I'm not sure, but some stuff happened. And then he fucked off for four or six years. I think it was six. That's the number in my head. And then obviously the first time I remember him coming back was on the wall. I just thought it was weird because I always remember the tangerine moment. But anyway, yeah, I remember peeking out the blinds and my mum having this, I can't remember if it was an argument or a conversation or whatever, but having a conversation with him. And then my mum walks in, pissed off for whatever reason. I probably said something that pissed her off or something. Then I remember my mum went to court because he wanted to change my name. So my name is Morgan Sam Lee Birtwistle. Hence why Michael Richards found Morgan Birtwistle so funny. But my dad went through all this trouble just to try and get one over on my mum. Of adding Smith to my name because that was his last name.
Right.
So through, I think, months or years even maybe, constant court, and bear in mind, I don't know if my mum's had to pay for this. I'm assuming, like, you have to fight it if you want so whatever. So then mum ended up losing. So then my name then became Morgan Sam Lee Birtwistle Smith. So then, obviously, we weren't happy about that. Me, at the time, being a kid, I didn't know none the wiser, but my mum just explained, "This is now your name. You've had to add this on with a double barrel last name." Then, as I grew older, obviously, I got rid of that now. But my name now is obviously Morgan Sam Lee Birtwistle. And then, I believe, after this conversation, mum went to this, I believe it's called the CSI. No, it's not. That's criminal scene investigation, crime scene. CI, it's something like where he has to pay my mum money every month to help look after me.
Yeah.
Because I'm not living with him.
Yeah.
I can't remember what it's called. CIA, obviously it's not CIA because that's in America. But anyway, but what my dad actually kept doing, this is why I repeatedly say he's not a good man, and this is the tip of the iceberg, which is why we're doing it in one episode. He used to actually keep moving jobs. So this company couldn't keep tracking him down, so he wouldn't actually pay my mum anything a month for obviously looking after me. That's clothes, school uniform, food, gas, electric. And fucking hell. And then there's, oh, I also remember as a kid, we had a garden, and we had these wooden fences at the back. And I cannot count on two hands how many times there would be the back fences kicked in because they were wooden, just smashed the fucking panels. And then there'd just be cans of Stella and smashed glass outside, which was him. Or he'd got someone else to do that. Then there was a time where I think my mum picked me up from school, walked me back or something, or in the middle of the night, it was one of these, I can't remember, this is all roughly. It was in the middle of the night because I think my mum always said he got pissed in the middle of the night drinking because he absolutely loved Estella, which is, again, not a nice guy. You can understand what I'm going there. And in the middle of the night, he just came to the house. Obviously, we didn't have a Ring doorbell. We didn't have CCTV. And he just picked a brick up and threw it through the window. Then the next day, had the balls to come and try and see me, even though my mum knew full well it would have been him. He's turned up and gone, all right, what's happened here then? Knowing full well that he'd done it. And then even, I don't know if he felt guilty or anything, but he offered to pay half. But why would you offer to pay half if you've not done it? Yeah. Etc. So, yeah, the amount of money he's probably spent on fences, windows, etc. just to fucking sort the back garden out after he'd smashed it all up is extortionate. And again, we didn't have any of that from the CSA. It might have been the CSA. Because he kept moving jobs, avoiding it. And he was on good money, he was a truck driver. So he was on enough to actually help my mum out. Yeah, never did. Then after that, I think he fucked off again for many years. And then I believe when my mum had a new partner, so I would have been in year two. Mum had a new partner, I was in year two. I went to primary called Christchurch, shout out Christchurch. And then with my mum's new partner, we decided to move away to a place called Rossendale. Now my dad obviously mustn't have liked that. So then he started getting the courts involved saying, I want to see him. I want to see him. Because my mum rightly said, you're not fucking seeing him. Yeah. Right. Anyway, he gets the courts involved. The courts allow him to see me every second Sunday. So I remember we used to live in Bacup. And there would be a Burger King in the middle. So my mum would drive me to the Burger King, or Paul would drive me to the Burger King, which is my mum's partner, Paul. Shout out, Paul. And they used to drop me off in the Burger King, wait for my dad. My dad would pick me up, and then I'd go there. And I'd either stay over, or I'd drive back, and then get taken back home every other Sunday. But yeah, and then when I was there, we used to always... When I used to see my dad, maybe probably stay in and play video games or maybe go out, stuff like that. And then I think at one point my mum said, look, if you are going to not give me any money to help him, help me out by buying him clothes, buying him uniform, etc. So again, my mum knowing that he was on a ridiculous amount of wage compared to what my mum was on, She wanted him to take me to like get some decent gear or whatever you want to say, and then he'd take me Primark. So my mum weren't happy about that, although nothing wrong with Primark, but my mum saying, listen, you're on this much, at least help me out by getting him some. So anyway, got me took me to Primark, etc. Bring me back, and then that was that, really. And then you see him every other Sunday. Then again, certain things happened, didn't see him again, and then that was just like on and off for about 4 or 5 years now.
Really?
Yeah. But back to the actual question, there's a little over glimpse, click glimpse. Is there any moments that growing up that I wish he was there for? I suppose if you're asking me in a sense of he was dead and I didn't know what sort of person he was,
no, like,
there'd be loads.
Wanted a dad, like... Not like what a dad, like your dad to be there, not the person that he was, like the person.
Yeah, well, you if you had a good dad, you'd want him to be there all the time, wouldn't you? Like, obviously, in high school, people are getting picked up by the dads, people are fucking going, oh, no.
That affected you, like, did you feel that?
I wouldn't say it affected me, but I would always say I did kind of like just wonder, like, I wonder what it is like to have a dad,
yeah.
Which is weird to say, but yeah, it is. It doesn't affect me anymore, but it was weird back then. But yeah, having known what sort of bloke he was, I would probably say I'm kind of glad he weren't there. He didn't deserve the moments. Even from like growing up to going playing football for under 14s, 15s, 16s, 17s, like my mum would stand there in the freezing cold with a coat on, gloves on, right, watching me. She couldn't give a shit about football, but she did it for me. And obviously that's probably like what everyone else is. That's what their dad takes them to. Obviously it was my mum in my case, and she couldn't give a shit about the football, but she's there for me and got to chat into the other parents whilst we played or whatever. So in terms of any moments, having known what he is and what he's like, I would say I'm happy he wasn't. And yeah, I'm glad my mum was, really.
Good. I think it's a testament to how good of a mum your mum is.
Yeah, 100%. 100%. Will never say a bad word. And then, obviously, if he was a good guy or whatever, you could always say the stuff I've played in or whatever like that. It would obviously be good. But my mum was there and my other family member was there, so that's all that matters.
Deserved to be there, innit?
Yeah.
Have you ever heard anything from him after, like, you've blown up and stuff?
No. No. There was other... So you've got your mum's side of family, your dad's side of family. Mum's side of the family was mum, nana, granddad, uncle, and a few aunties and cousins. Dad's side was my dad, his mum, so my other nana.
Did you see her?
Nope, because she was a bitch as well.
Right.
Like mother, like for father, or like mother, like son. And I'd actually, I don't know if you actually don't know this, I do actually have another sister.
Really?
Yeah, but never see her because she was on my dad's side, and I'd grown up never seen her.
Had they never tried reaching out or anything?
Yeah, I think they messaged my mum on Facebook after like stuff had blown up or whatever, saying like just tell him, said congrats and stuff like that, and that's nice, but it's like it's weird because it's like I've grown up with a sister on my mum's side and a sister on my dad's side. A sister on my mum's side, I've seen all my life. And obviously I've got the sister on my dad's side that I've never seen. And the only time I actually ever remember seeing her once, and again, put this into perspective of what kind of bloke he was. So my sister on my dad's side had a court hearing because she was going to be get fostered by her mum's new partner. So she would have had a new father, right? So my dad said, no, I don't want that. I don't want that. And went through all this court system, etc. And then at the end of it, all my dad needed to do was turn up to this court and he would have stopped it. He didn't turn up. So therefore, my sister on my dad's side got fostered, but went through all that legal process for fuck all because my dad didn't end up turning up anyway. So that's the sort of bloke he is. But yeah, it's a weird one now because it's also like you'll get asked the question of, well, would you ever want to speak to her or meet her? And it's like, well... You could say yeah, and like, yeah, but then it's also that kind of awkwardness, yeah, and weirdness. Awkward, yeah. There's a, it's a bit
supposed to be brother, yeah, and sister, but it's, I don't really know. Yeah.
It's a bit eerie.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Because obviously, I've never saw her apart from this once when my dad dropped me off at my nana's and she was there, but she doesn't like him either. So I suppose the only thing we have got in common is that we have got a dick for a dad.
Yeah.
And my mum used to save hit my dad's number in her phone as knobhead. It's just a nice little, do you know what I mean?
If we walked out here now and he was there, would you talk to him?
I'd be curious to see what he'd say. I'd be so curious. I'd probably listen.
Would you, if you like seeing him when he was outside, would you like question him about stuff or not?
Probably not unless Jeremy Kyle show came back. But no, to be honest, I probably wouldn't. If I saw him in the streets, I'd walk past him.
Would you?
Yeah. If he was to stop and say, Morgan, I'd say, yeah, you okay? Like, I'd have a conversation with him.
Yeah.
Not scared of that. I'd more just be curious to, like, why? Do you know what I mean? Why? Because it's not just me. He's got a son and a daughter he doesn't see now. So make it make sense. I don't get it personally. And he did have a partner at the time. Probably still with her, that he used to cheat on all the time, and she stayed with him, don't know why. And then she I didn't realise this at the time. When I used to go and see my dad, she used to look after me, did caring, etc. Then when I stopped seeing my dad, she just turned into a right bitch. Yeah. Like, I'd see her on the street, let on, she'd ignore me, because obviously I've got nothing against her. And I remember there was this time I was working at AJ Bell, being a waiter, and that she was having like a works doing there. And she walked past me as I was coming out, and I smiled at her. She just blanked me. Wow. Like I just weren't there. It was a bit like, well, I've got no problem with you, so why have you got a problem with me?
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? It was a weird one. But no, to answer the original question, no, I'm glad he missed it all. He don't deserve it.
Do you think your relationship with your dad affects how you relate to friends, partners, or even authority?
You can answer that one first.
But
it's, you know, it's very different for you, because you've still got the relationship with your dad.
Exactly,
haven't you?
Yeah.
Like, but would you say growing up without him for the first couple of years, would you say were you primed to people taking the piss? Or was it more the fact of, did it toughen you up a little bit?
No, because, to be honest, in my area, it's not like a mad thing.
No, I hear that.
It's not like uncommon.
Yeah.
It's not, it sounds bad and it's sad, but it's quite normal.
For a family member to go to prison to
do this kind of stuff for that as well.
Yep.
So yeah, that's why I was so determined in like the stuff I was doing, and he was for me as well.
Yeah,
for to do something different. I can remember once when I think I was in school and it was mad. I don't know what I was thinking on, but because of the area he was in, this is how easy it is to be like led astray. I went to my dad with one of my mates and asked him, could I start selling drugs?
Oh, wow.
And I was like 15, bro.
Yeah.
And I remember it was just so mad because all my friends and stuff was doing certain things.
And it's also because of the area you grew up in, probably didn't have the much money, and that was a way to make money.
Exactly.
And good money.
Yeah, and all my mates are wanting to do certain things, but then I'm in my dad's like never said to me, this is what I do.
Yeah.
But I just knew.
Yeah.
Do you know what I'm saying? And I remember I went and said it to him because some of my mates needed certain things and I thought I could probably get you that.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? In terms of like weed and stuff.
Yeah.
And I remember when I said to him, and then I looked at me like this, and I thought, oh, shit, he's going to go mad. Mm. Do you know what I mean? Because he'd never, it semi-stopped me from getting in trouble in school, when I'm going out with my mates, the people I'm with are getting in trouble, doing all mad things,
yeah,
police and stuff like that. But I always had in my head, I was never allowed to ever have the police at our door.
Yeah.
Because that's like fucking grassing.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? If I bring a police to the door, it's like I'm on grass. Do you know what I mean? Why would you bring police to the door when this is going on? Do you know what I'm saying? So, yeah, I remember when I said to him, can I start doing this? And he just sat there and he just lectured me. He didn't shout, but he like lectured me and basically said to me, I do certain things so that you don't have to.
Yeah.
He was like, where we are and what we do and all this thing, I'm doing this so you don't ever have to do this. Da, 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 da. So basically he was saying, why would I risk
all this for all you, this risk
for you to go and do the fucking same thing? It's not cool. It's not this. Yeah. It's not that. I'm doing this because I have to. Da, 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 da. Whatever. So then that like opened my mind up and I was like, right. Boom. And then I was doing my boxing. I was trying to focus on that.
Yeah.
I wanted to do that. And then, yeah, when I got into the concert stuff, that's when I was like, right, that's what I need to do. Sorry, I went so off track then.
That's fine.
So yeah, I think relationship wise with my friends, it didn't affect that because it wasn't like a mad thing.
Yep.
Like I said, partners don't affect that whatsoever in my opinion. Unless I used to feel like, say if you was talking to a girl, I wouldn't have this problem now because I've got a girlfriend, but if you was ever talking to someone, I'd always feel like it would sound a certain way or scare them off.
Yeah.
If I said my dad's in jail.
Yeah, fair enough.
Do you know what I mean? I don't know why.
Yeah,
but if you're speaking to a girl or whatever, I used to think that they'd think, oh, well, you're a bit of a... And I thought,
yeah.
Do you know what I mean? So I used to think about that. But authority, like, no, I don't... I'm like one of them guys. I was like, yeah, fuck the police. Yeah, like, I know how much the fucking police is needed in a society. Yeah,
of course it is.
Do you know what I mean?
100%.
But yeah, like, I don't know, I don't know, it's a thing where my area as well, like, I couldn't have ever said, not that, like, I don't know, it's not, no one from our area really, or from our group and stuff like that would have ever said, I want to be a police officer, do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Because of what everyone does.
Yeah, I hear that.
But yeah, I don't know.
I think I probably am the only person off Brookhouse that has ever wanted to actually want to go into the police.
Yeah.
Obviously, I didn't in the end. But that is what I did want to be a policeman as a kid, which is weird because I think when I used to take photos, I feel as though in my past life I was like a policeman or soldier, because whenever I take photos or took the kid, I'd always stand like a soldier just out of nowhere. But I was too scared to go in the army. That's why I said police.
Right.
But then I was too scared to go into the police. So it doesn't really matter.
Why was you scared?
Just because of how much the risk of life, and I've got a fear of dying. So
do you still have a fear of dying?
Yeah, I don't want to die.
Yeah, no one wants to die.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So I'm not a fan of it. But as for that question, the relationship with my dad, I didn't affect me to relate to partners or friends. I mean, it's a tricky one. In terms of partners, it's less pressure for them because they don't have to fucking meet him. Do you know what I mean? So they get away with it. There's a plus one there, probably. In terms of friends, I feel it's toughened me up massively just because of the fact of, as you can probably tell by everything I said and done online now, I don't have... You got to be good to try and get under my skin, and I generally don't think it's possible to get under my skin. Definitely not definitely impossible to get in a, let me tell you that, an SDS found that out. But no, I think if anything it helped me, because I could have banter with it, and I feel as though it's the same as what I think Logan Paul says loads of time, but the one way you deal with it is by taking the piss out of it. So that's why I always help take the piss out of it, easier to deal with. And yeah, I'm in a way kind of glad it happened, because I wouldn't want someone like that in my life anyway.
Yeah, exactly.
So I don't really have a problem with that. But let's end the episode onto something more positive. So let's go over onto the VAR My Life. Right, okay, we are on to VAR My Life. So let's lift the mood up a little bit, apart from depressing fucking dad stories, etc., etc. The first one, Tate, is take it away. Hang on, just before, we either give it a red card if it's really wrong, yellow card if it's a booking, you should know a bit better, or advantage play on. There's nothing wrong with it.
So, my mate still owes me £60 from a group dinner 3 months ago. He just posted pics from his third night out this week with a picture of the bill. I hate people like this.
Now, I've been through something like this.
Have you?
So I actually borrowed one of my mates two years ago, £100.
Right.
And it took him probably about 4 months to give it me back, which I don't have a problem with.
Yeah.
Right? You pay it back when you can. But he's there buying new pairs of trainers, new pairs of clothes, right? He's going out spending money on nights out and dinners and like stuff like that. And I'm just thinking, in my opinion, if you owe someone money, that's the priority. That's priority. Give them. So if I was to borrow £100 off you, I'd give you the £100 first. Then I'd go and wait an extra month for my trainers.
Exactly.
Do you know what I mean? And the thing that pisses me off the most is the trainers cost £100.
But the thing that's made is you're quick enough to borrow it.
Yeah.
You need it this much, da 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 da. But not that quick to give it back. Like, you should never have to... my ever someone to give you back.
No, they should always know.
If I ever said to you, oh, will you borrow me £100, that it'd be on my head. I need to give him that back.
Yeah, exactly.
Do you know what I mean? As soon as it'd be to give it you back. I don't know, like.
100%. I think
it's out of respect as well.
Yeah, but it's huge respect. And it's also like, you're brought up, not dragged up. Do you know what I mean? You've got that respect for anyone. You should have that respect for everyone. What's this quote? Treat the janitor with the same respect as the CEO. That's what I live my life by. And that for me is a red card.
Yeah, definitely a red card.
I think it's disgusting. I think whoever that is, whoever submitted that, I'd get him, I'd fucking give him a clip around the ear and get him into arsing gear. Next one. My friend asked to borrow my car for the day. I later then saw him on a date with someone I used to talk to. So, what can we say here for an example? That's like me borrowing your car and then you see me on a date with, I wouldn't say Heather because you're with Heather, but let's say you weren't with Heather, How would that first of all make you feel?
Right, so the difference there was he said talk to.
Yeah.
Right, not his girlfriend. So I feel like it's still bad, but it's still a big difference.
Yeah.
I also think it depends on if he knew.
Yeah.
Did he know you used to talk to her? Do you know what I'm saying? And then it's also a bit weird that if he did know that, why is he borrowing your car? Because if she's been in that same car and he comes and picks her up in this car, do you know what I mean? She's probably in the fucking back seat.
Yeah, that is, yeah. No, that's true. I think, yeah. To be honest, I don't think it should matter whether you spoke to him or whether your girlfriend's or boyfriend, because I think, for example, if you were speaking to Heather like you were and never actually got with her, but then I got with Heather, in my opinion, that's just as bad.
Yeah, nah, of course.
I should have the respect.
Yeah, I think. But, yeah, I hear that. Between mates, I think people are different in it. But I would look at it as if you've ever spoke. I don't. There's fucking 3.5 billion girls in the world.
Yeah,
if
you spoke, they're all after me. Fucking honestly, it's so annoying.
I bet it is.
So annoying, bro.
Frothing at the mouth.
Just chill the fuck out, like just relax. And take a touch and bring it down.
And as we learnt from the YouTube video that we done, and boys as well.
Yeah, there's quite a few lads after me as well.
There is.
Can you blame him?
Can't.
Can you blame him?
I'm in the list.
I honestly God don't blame you. At the back of the list, hopefully. But no, I think that's a red card in my opinion. Yeah. And I actually have had, in my group from friends, I've had this situation happen a couple of times.
Okay.
Where someone's broke up with someone, then someone in the same group has got with that person, and then they've got with someone else. I will always stand by it. I think it's wrong, and I think loyalty is something you don't see very often anymore. I think it's a fucking sham. I think it's an utter disgrace. And I think especially in your boys' group, I think it's wrong on every single level.
Yeah. I don't know. There's a lot of girls in the world, isn't there?
For example, what would you do if you heard, you and Heather have broke up, and you've got me, Chazza, RH, and now with her? How would that make you feel? You'd never speak to us again, would you?
No.
See what I mean? Because of that lack of loyalty. Obviously, if I was to get with Heather, I've got no respect for you.
Yeah.
Unless I've pulled you to the side and I've gone, which I think even this is still a bit, but at least you've tried, and I've gone, look, Heather's made a move onto me. How would it make you feel?
Yeah. I hear that. That's better. But then I also think, I don't know, if you had a girlfriend and I have met her as your girlfriend, I would never, that's how we'll cut her now.
Yeah.
I could see her in 10 years when you haven't been together for 8.
Yeah, but you'd look at, oh, and she was with.
That's Ginger's old bird. Like, that'd just be in my head. I'd never look at you in that way anymore.
Exactly.
I could be fucking.
So when you look at your mum, do you look at that and going, oh, that's Ginger's bitch?
I thought you said no jokes.
And that is it for today's episode. Thank you very, very much, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you for watching, for even listening. If you are on audio, please rate us 5 stars.
Can I do that?
Yeah, of course you can, yeah. And if you are watching on YouTube, please make sure you subscribe, leave a like, leave a comment if there's anything else you want us to cover. Of course, like you could probably tell, if you did want a full-on dad episode, give us a fucking bit of notice because it's going to be a long episode. But yeah, thank you very much for watching. I hope you've enjoyed, and we'll see you next time.
Au revoir.
You have 5 new messages.
Hey, Carl, it's Jen from Finance. Could you submit your expenses this week?
Hey, Carl, happy Friday. It's Jen, Finance. Just need those receipts today.
Me again, Carl. Really need those receipts, like last week. Please just tell me where they are. Are you by your desk right now?
Finance teams, you shouldn't be chasing down Carl or anyone else. With Ramp, expenses are sent with a text and reminders happen automatically. Switch your business to ramp.com today and love finance again.